we don't walk by faith, we'll walk according to the natural. And when you walk according to the natural, you'll never accomplish God's potential for your life. The Bible says that we are God's workmanship. We are the outcome of his creative abilities. When God says that we are his workmanship, think about this. God created the heavens and the earth, but he calls us his workmanship.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. And throughout the Word of God, we see that God responds to faith. It's my hope that through this series, your faith is encouraged. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message. Today's message is part one of Faith Potential.
Today's message is part five in our series of Faith. And if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll be in verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Before I get too deep into this message, I just want to say this as a quick plug for Wednesday evenings. If you were not able to be here last Wednesday evening, I just want to encourage you to be here. The Killing Kryptonite series is going to be great. We shared our first segment this past week, so if you missed it, it's okay. You'll be able to catch up. So if you missed Wednesday evening, just come and join us this Wednesday. And how many of you have heard John Bevere before? John Bevere is a great teacher. I really enjoy listening to his stuff. I don't know, I listened to that first segment. I just turned it off in my office, and I just kind of looked at the floor for a while. You ever had one of those times? I mean, to be honest with you, the message was not, it was good, but it just hit me. Have you ever had those messages kind of hit you? It kind of hit me. I just stood there. I just evaluated myself for a little while. I told the class that Wednesday night. Been evaluating myself all week. First lesson just really just stuck in my spirit. And I just keep asking myself personally. And I just felt like that I needed to ask the church the same questions. Or am I living up to God's full potential? Am I living up to my full potential in Christ Jesus? That's what I want you to ask yourself. Am I living up to my full potential in Christ Jesus? I thought about that, our potential in Christ and as children of God, and then I realized, man, how closely related that is to our faith, our walk with God, and our series that we're doing here on Sunday morning. So today I'm just going to kind of marry these two. This was not my plan. I had another message I was going to plan for this part of the series, but I just felt really led to go this direction. So that's what I'm going to do here this morning. You know, our view of God's plan for our life, God's potential for our life, if it's skewed, it affects our faith. If we don't realize our potential in Christ, it is going to affect how we walk by faith. It's going to affect how we operate by faith. So here's what I want you to do. God has created every one of you, every person in this room, every person outside of this room, whether in church or not, God has created every human being with potential. Every human being has potential. So what is potential? If we go to the dictionary, there are two examples or two expressions we see of potential: having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. Secondly, it's latent qualities or abilities that may be developed and lead to future successes or usefulness. I'm sure you didn't do this when you had your first child, or maybe when your mom and dad had you. They didn't look at that child and say, boy, that child's going to be a great underachiever one day. This child is going to make a great bank robber. You know, we don't say those things, right? Because we're the parents. Every person has been born with potential, great potential. I was just thinking about our God-ordained potential. And the way we properly respond to that potential is by faith. So if you have if you went to Ephesians chapter 2, I hope you're there. If not, we'll have the verses on the screen for you. But look here at verse 10. For we, that's us, he's talking to us, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for what? For good works, for good works, for stuff, okay, if that helps you out any better, which God prepared beforehand, all right? So God's prepared, he's ordained these things, these works, but look, this, we can stop there and say, well, it's just going to happen. No, it's not, because the following words are very important. That's why I put them in bold and underline them for you on the verses, that we should walk in them. That means you have a choice, amen? That we should walk in them. So again, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. And again, Paul's under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and he writes that again, that we are created for the purpose of doing stuff for God, fulfilling his purposes, his divine purposes. You know, in this life, in this world, we're so much about our own purposes, aren't we? Fulfilling our needs, what we want to do. You know, I don't know, the older I get, the more I want to do certain things, because life is almost half over for me now. 40 years has come and gone, and what are the next 40 years? I mean, the last 40 years just have went like that. So it makes you really, you know, look at your life, correct? And I'm sure there's other benchmarks that we all kind of estimate things. We look at things. But if we're not careful, we're going to lose sight of what God has for us. Because we have to remember this. Life on earth is temporal. We're here today and we're gone tomorrow. And in view of eternity, our time here is nothing. It's a blip on the map. We forget that because we get so caught up in the here and now. We look back, and I look at a friend of mine who was on Facebook. They're older than me, but they posted that they were having their 30th high school reunion. And I thought, wow, 30 years out of high school. I mean, that just is crazy. It just seems like I was in high school yesterday. And man, you blink your eyes and just life happens, doesn't it? And so that makes us be very cautious. And we guard our time. We're very cautious about things. But what we have to remember is God has placed us here with potential, with a purpose, and we are here to live out those purposes and fulfill that potential. Now, we can't have our cake and eat it too, so to speak. We can't do what we want, everything we want, the way we want it, without looking at our lives before God and what God desires for our life. It has to be either his way or our way. Which way is it going to be? And that's what we have to decide. You know, and there's only one way on this, right? It's God's way. It's not our way. And then hopefully he'll come in and bless it. No, we have to give it under his authority, under his guidance, under his leadership. We submit ourselves to him. Again, we live in this world, this environment that creates, I call this tension that we have maybe. This tension that, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? And man, I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy my family, my kids. I don't want to waste life. But can I tell you this? You'll never have the right amount of time, the right amount of room or leverage in your schedule till you put God first. It's just not going to happen. So God's preordained these works, these things, this stuff, but we have the responsibility of walking in them, and we walk in them by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. If we don't walk by faith, we'll walk according to the natural. And when you walk according to the natural, you'll never accomplish God's potential for your life. Bible says that we are God's workmanship. We are the outcome of his creative abilities. When God says that we are his workmanship, think about this. God created the heavens and the earth, but he calls us his workmanship. Some of you enjoy the mountains. Some of you are like me, you enjoy the beach. But in light of the beauty of God's creation, he says that we are his workmanship. Think about that. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, created for good works, bedding God's plans, God's desires. So it shows this, that we are special to God. We are special in the hands of God. We are his workmanship. And most of us don't see ourselves this way. Listen, church, this is a perspective that we've always got to take, remind ourselves. No matter how we fail, no matter how we fall short, we have to continue to remember how God sees us. God sees us with potential. See, we'll do this. Our patience runs out on people. We're human beings, okay? And I get that. I know we should be more like Jesus. But the fact of the matter is there are some people that wear our patience thin. I'm sure everybody in here has that nephew or that niece or that cousin or someone who is continually in trouble. For us, it's on Jenny's side of the family. And that person just messes up continually. How many of you have one of those in your family or in your spouse's family? Okay. And sometimes your patience can just kind of wear thin with that person. But God still looks at that person, as long as they have breath in their body, as having potential. God sees things differently. And sometimes what we do affected that way, we look at ourselves the same way. We fall short of God's glory. We think God's washed up, he's done with us, and it's just not true. When it comes to faith, so much is in our attitude. And I said this last week towards the end of the message. Sometimes it's more of a posture. And we have to remind ourselves who we are. If you are born again, if you've given your life to Jesus, you are a child of God. We are his workmanship. Most of us don't see ourselves this way. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that you have more potential than this apple? Do you have more potential than this apple? This is not a trick question, by the way. So don't look at me like I'm crazy. It's not a trick question. Do we have more value than this apple? Do we have more potential than this apple? Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself." Whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was what?
Good.
Good. All right. So after God created planet Earth, he speaks to it. And can you just imagine? Would you love to have been there? Just spoken and just see grass appear. But inside the skin of this apple is the flesh we enjoy. We enjoy the skin, the flesh. You know, we eat the skin, the flesh, but we forget what's inside beyond that, don't we? There's a core, and at the center of that core is a seed. It carries seed, correct? There's seed chambers. And I was reading about apples, and the average apple has 3 to 5 seed chambers. But inside that apple is the core. It's the seed chamber. And generally, on average, an apple has 3 to 5 seed chambers, 1 to 2 seeds, 1 or 2 seeds per chamber. So 3 to 10 seeds to each apple. Now, I know there's some underachievers and there's some overachievers, but on average, 3 to 10 seeds per apple. Now, let me ask you this. So let's say this apple contains 5 seeds. So then it has the potential of producing 5 trees, correct? Trick question. No. See, that's the way we look at things, though. I know I baited you there a little bit, led you along. We tend to look at this apple as having the potential of having 5 trees in it. It has more than that. It has orchards in it. This one apple, in fact, cut it down, take one seed. That one seed has the potential, not of just a tree, but it has the potential of orchards. You know, generally an orchard on average is 50 acres of trees. Just think about that for a second. But this is how we generally look at potential. And this is how we look at our potential. We see a seed and we see, well, it can produce a tree. Well, that's great. That's dandy. That's fine. What we need to see is not apples. We need to see orchards. Many of us are the same way. We look at ourselves differently than how God sees us. And that affects our faith. That affects how we walk with God. That affects how we serve God. What we do is we'll do this. We'll look at the natural.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray that you were blessed by this message and your faith encouraged. Be confident in the Lord Jesus, confident in his love, his mercy, and his ability to do what he says he can do. If you're not attending a house of worship and you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, and adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351. Or you can find us on the web at www.holtag.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.